Good afternoon. The time is 12:01, and you are listening to KKRN Community Radio. We're licensed in Bella Vista Studios in Round Mountain in Redding, California. We're listening to a live broadcast from the Round Mountain Studio, and it's time for Locomotion with Shane. I'm Shane Houchins. I'll be your host for the next hour. And here in the little Round Mountain studio, about as big as a walk-in closet, but I tell you what, we have brought in some great music and some powerful people in this little studio, as such is the case today. I have two of our local singer-songwriter musicians, multiple talented folks here, and community members in the Shasta County area, and I want to introduce you to John Kirk and a new musician to the studio, Mr. Todd Archer, and we're here today to talk about Archer, a new project by Todd
Archer.
Hang on, there we go. Todd, say hi.
Hello. Hey, everybody out in Radio Land.
and Johnny Kirk. John Kirk's been here a couple times, but he's here today to help promote a project that he and Todd have undertaken. And let's just start out, John. Why don't you tell me about how you and Todd come to a meeting of the minds and getting together?
Well, I met Todd through an acquaintance of both of ours, and he had told me that Todd was looking to get his music produced, and Todd had hooked up with a couple local guys there for a while, but they didn't seem to be able to get it moving forward. And the mutual acquaintance had told me, he said, I know a guy who needs a lot of help getting his music going, and that he had told Todd about me. And so he brought Todd over to visit, and we had a talk about the music and the project and how we would go about it, and came into agreement to work together. And so we recorded everything at my house and brought in session musicians and put it together, and think we came up with a really good project and a product for Todd's debut release, which is just called Archer. And it's five songs on there, and we're hoping everybody likes it. And we just wanted to debut it up here with you, Shane, and KKRN, and the Locomotion Show. And so the first song, I Got a Home, is written by Todd. I arranged songs and, like I said, recorded them and played guitar on them. But they're Todd's songs. Todd plays guitar as well. And so I'll let Todd tell you about the first song and what it's about, and so take it, Todd.
Yeah, man. Well, I'm Todd Archer. My friend Johnny, he's an excellent guitar player and an arranger and producer and the whole nine. This song, I Got a Home, I actually wrote it when I was homeless in Santa Cruz and living back in the Redwoods, you know, and struggling to get out of there, get my feet back on the ground, but everything worked out really nicely. Me and my wife, you know, we were both in it together and in it to win it, and we popped out of it unscathed, so I'm pretty happy about that. You know, didn't lose life or limb, so I guess it's all good. But this one's called I Got a Home. Hope you enjoy.
Okay, and we'll be back to talk to Todd and John right after this. Thanks for tuning in to KKRN, Locomotion Machine. Here is I Got a Home, Todd Archer.
I got a home.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds real good. And that was the number one track off of Todd Archer's new CD called Archer. And gosh, Todd, that was great. Great. Who was singing backup vocals with that on you?
Oh, I was actually doing that with myself.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah.
It was just overdubbed.
Ah, yeah. Yes.
You got to love technology.
Yeah, you sure do. This was all done at Lionheart Studio?
No, at my studio, I call Token Studios.
Token Studios,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we recorded everything there and brought in some session musicians. We have Dave Watts of local fame, a drummer, and he did a great job on the tracks. And we have Cleveland Bonet playing piano on that tune, and Frank Micucci from Italy, who did the string arrangements and played the strings on there and organ. Mm-hmm. And so I'm playing all the guitars and bass. And
I know you got a pile of guitar tracks on that thing, man.
Yeah, awesome. There's a ton of guitar tracks.
Johnny writes a symphony of guitars.
Yeah, well, we have acoustic guitars and electric guitars and some affected guitars. You know, we wanted to have that that wall of sound approach on some of this stuff, and so we didn't hold back at all on it. So we recorded it there, and then we went to Chico and had everything edited with Dale Price, who does such a great job. He's my go-to guy all the time. And from there, we took it to Prairie Sun Studios in Cotati, California, and mixed it there. And we had Josh Garcia, who's worked with NoFX and other acts. And him and I mixed it together, and we had a great time down there and at Mooka's studio, and spent 4 days mixing, and then sent that off to Tom Baker to have it mastered. And Tom Baker mastered Stone Temple Pilots, Judas Priest, Marilyn Manson. The list goes on and on and on. He's done movies and soundtracks and everything, so he was the right guy for the project.
Absolutely.
And so this is, it sounds like a top notch.
Oh yeah, we went as far as we could with it, man. You know, it sounds really nice.
Well, this is all these people that were lined up. They must have been from years of making connections of John being in the music industry.
Oh yeah, John.
Well, I tell you,
John's well known. He's a well known reggae artist also.
Yeah, and Todd, gosh, slipping in with someone like Johnny, boy, you just fell in with the right fellow.
Oh, I know, man. Yeah, it's like all the stars aligned. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, Johnny's sitting over here being a very humble soul.
Oh, yeah.
Well, one thing that's really great about the project is Todd and I get along really well. We have a lot of fun when we work together. So it kind of goes even beyond the relationship of music. We've come to have a great friendship. And like I said, we really enjoy our time together. So we just it's very lighthearted. We work hard at the project, so that time is very serious, but we have a lot of fun doing it.
Oh, I know. We had so many laughs, man, in Cotati. It was outrageous.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we need to get to see some of the photos you put up on Facebook page. That was real enjoyable. See, yeah. You could tell you guys were having fun.
Oh, man,
yeah.
It was a blast. You know, they actually have a 3-bedroom house right there on the property that we stayed in, you know, while we were doing all the mixing. It was a real blast.
Oh, boy, that make you want to take your time, huh, when you're being put up.
Oh, yeah, and Josh beautiful. Garcia, who engineered and mixed at the studio with us, he, you know, he fit right into the loop. So we got a really good working team to, you know, take it to that level, because we wanted it to really have that professional quality and, you know, to really make the work that we've done shine. And we want to thank all the people that came forward to help. Frank
and
Italy.
We'll definitely be getting up with you again soon.
Yeah.
So when is it going to be the release out there and on all the major media outlets?
That'll be April the 4th.
April the 4th is going to be the true debut day. Huh?
Well, I think you have it online already, right?
I have it online. It's on my Facebook page at Todd Archer. And then also, let's see.
So it's on YouTube, iTunes and...
Yeah, it's all the multimedia I've already applied to get it on the site.
Yeah, so the hard copies will be probably around the end of the month or beginning of next month.
And so are they going to be able to get those hard copies through the media, or that's usually digital download, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I also have archer.love, which is my website. It'll be up pretty soon, so you know,
it's under construction right now.
Yeah,
so.
Awesome, great. So. Well, and that people will be able to really check out.
And they'll
Todd
have more
Archer
information
there,
and yeah. You know.
Well, we look forward to that, Todd, and I want to thank you for both of you for coming all the way up the mountain here. It was a great ride. We all rode together today, and it was a nice ride up here. And
oh, beautiful.
We just want to thank you for taking the opportunity to come up here and share your music with us.
Well, thanks for having us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, appreciate it, Shane. That's awesome.
Well, you know, Todd, I know that Johnny was a rocker in his early career and is also well known in the reggae music. Is rock your major genre?
I was in a metal band in the 80s and 90s. Or let me get closer here.
Yeah.
I was in a metal band called Relic back east. And then John, of course, he's been in Bangalore Choir and
Razor Maid.
You know, so we both kind of got the same background, you know. But then Johnny, of course, he's got a whole different facet with his reggae music, which, man, he's incredible. He's an incredible guitar player. It's great to work with him.
Yeah. Had the opportunity to see John play on different venues. Yeah, and he's fun to watch. He makes it look easy, don't he?
Oh, I know. Yeah, I'm just, man, I'm blown away.
Yeah.
It's all trick photography.
There you go.
John, yeah, he's been, for most of our local listeners know that John is one of the, John and Joe Blythe put together the Rocks for Socks.
Yeah.
Very cool event, and that's going to be taking place, not until October, huh?
Yeah, October 14th, I believe.
We'll talk about that as the date comes closer.
Yeah. And we're hoping to have the Archer Project performing there. We got it on the bill, and so.
Are you already lining up musicians for that, yeah?
It's already all booked up.
Oh, and that's awesome. That is awesome. That's one of the great events that these guys put together to help some of the less fortunate people in our community with socks and other warm apparel. And I can say we'll talk about that as that comes a little bit closer. Let's go ahead and play another one of Todd's songs here. Todd, why don't you introduce the next song?
All right. This next one's called Candy Apple. The subject matter is pretty much self-explanatory.
Okay. All right. We'll listen to that, and then we'll come back and talk to a little bit more to Todd and John. And I want to remind our listeners, if you're just tuning in, KKRN Radio, we are a community radio station. It's all volunteers, and we're listener and community supported. If you haven't taken the opportunity to become one of our KKRN family members, you can do so anytime by going to kkrn.org. That's our homepage. And click on that donate tab. You can give what you want, when you want. Safe and secure, and we're nonprofit. So if you're fortunate enough to deduct your taxes, itemize, you can take us off your taxes. So, hey, think of us, won't you? And I thank you ahead of time. So here is Todd Archer off his Archer CD playing
Candy Apple.
Here we go. We'll be right back. goodness gracious. Candy Apple off the Archer CD. 2 weeks away from the official release, but you're getting to hear it on KKRN Community Radio, Locomotion with Shane. And I am in the studio with Todd Archer and John Kirk. And John, I got to ask you, how many guitars were you playing on that one? That sounded like you were playing three.
I was playing all of them, for sure.
God, 15,
man. That was a great guitar riff. And Todd, gosh, man, you got such a powerful voice. I can hear that heavy metal background.
You.
And that was a song that was written by Todd and... I guess vocal arrangement kind of by John. And
well, no, musical arrangements, Todd's vocal arrangement, yeah. And I helped, write the chorus on it, but mainly just arranging it, Do it two more times, Todd.
Yeah. And so you were able to do it mostly here in our local area here at John's studio, huh?
Yeah.
And so that's great. Now, the musicians just show up at your place there, or do they, you send them the music and they put a track on it and send it back to you kind of thing?
Yeah, well, Todd and I got together and we worked on the arrangements of the song, and then I put down a scratch guitar track, and Todd put down a scratch vocal track, and just to a click, and then we gave the music to the drummer, and he came in, and then after that... after we had the drums solidly recorded, and then I rebuilt the guitar tracks and the bass tracks, and Todd came in and did the vocal tracks. And then when we were editing, we met up with Frank Micucci, and he put some organs and strings and stuff to it. And then also we got the music to Cleveland Bonet, a local pianist, and he came in and laid some tracks as well. And so then from there, any little extra editing after that point, we did with Dale Price down in Chico. Then it was just on to mixing, and, there you have it. The project's complete, then sending it to mastering, and we're real happy with how it came out.
Just from the two songs that I've heard, you can tell the quality and the... of the craftsmanship of this EP, I guess it is, huh?
Yeah.
And plus we got a real simple formula going on, because it's really, basically just me and John, and we get the bare bones down and then let the other musicians, chime in.
Well, I tell you, you picked a good group to chime. that song here, I was jokingly showing John and Todd the hair standing up on my arms on that last song. It was that was good.
Thanks.
Yeah,
man.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
And
I love it when it has that effect on people.
Well, that's what it's all about, isn't it? Music changing.
Yeah, that's right.
Just
man.
Affecting the person.
I always know if a song's good, man, if I get gooseies.
Yeah, well, that was you count that one good on my head. Yeah. Let's see what we got. So this is going to be coming out in 2 weeks, the actual debut. And you can learn more about Todd on his Facebook page. You can. If you have any questions or comments, you can get a hold of me at shane@kkrn.org, and I'll be glad to pass them on, and just like to hear from you.
Yeah. And my John Kirk Facebook site as well, touch base with us, man. We'd love to hear from you. And the music is available now on online. And so... if you can grab it, please do. We can use all the support, we can get. And it really comes down to the people. We do our job, but it's up to them to support it.
Yeah, and in Shasta County, it's got a great group of musicians that support each other like family. And, y'all let these two know how they did on this project. I know, two thumbs up on my count here, and...
Yeah, if you don't like it, we don't really want to hear from you.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, constructive.
Just give us all thumbs up, man.
Is that the fragile male ego thing, or just talk nice things to me, honey? Huh?
Yeah.
Try not to be too brutal.
Yeah. Go easy on us.
Yeah, I honestly think that you're going to find very little of those kind of negative comments out on this. It's well put together, well thought out, and It's just swell.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Gosh, you know, it's we're dang near halfway done with this program. We've only done two songs.
Oh, yeah, we better
we got a couple more we want to listen to. And you know, let's learn a little bit about Todd, though, here first. Todd, how long have you been up here in the Great North State?
Oh, well, I've been in California for about 15 years now. I'm from the East Coast, from Virginia, in this town called Port Norfolk.
That's about as far east as you can get, isn't
it? Oh, I know. I miss my friends dearly, but maybe some of them are listening to the station.
Yeah,
right
hey,
now,
we stream 24/7, yeah.
If you're out there, I love you guys and girls. Friends, family.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
but awesome. But yeah, the next song that we're gonna do, man, is a song called Same. I actually wrote this, man, when I was traveling with a carnival. I've been through hell. But anyway, man, I wrote it. I drank a fifth the night before, man, and my wife said, "You're gonna die."
Serves you right to suffer.
Keep that up, dude. Definitely.
Yeah, I was like, man, you know. So I wrote this song for. You'll understand as it starts playing.
Yeah, I was just wondering how the rides were for the carnival goers that day.
I don't know.
A little shaky.
Yeah. A little shaky.
Everybody gets to go for an extra long time. Yeah. On top.
I was actually running one of those balloon stores, man, where you throw darts at the balloons. It's all a big scam, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's a sham, dude. Don't do it.
Same is probably my favorite song on the EP, but you'll understand why when you hear it.
Okay, well, let's just drive right into it. This is the same.
Here we go.
From Archer.
You say I'm gonna die. Thank you for the words of encouragement. I wake up and you cry. Baby wants a sense of this. You tell me nothing's gonna change. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow, man, I've heard that song a million times and I still get goofs.
Yeah, that
one always gets me, man. That's a tearjerker.
You know, I'm highly impressed by your your vocals, man.
Thank you, man.
You can carry that note for a good long time, and there's no wavering in pitch, and that's great. Have you had any kind of professional training, or are you just out there belting it?
Years of self-discipline.
Is that?
No, I'm just kidding. I have no self-discipline whatsoever.
No, but I do got to say that Todd has great pitch. We didn't tune anything in editing at all.
And which is kind of, I don't know if I want to say unusual, but that must have been pretty nice for you not to have to go through that end of it.
It was a complete blessing, you know. Once those vocal tracks were done, they were done, you know what I mean?
We knocked them out pretty quickly.
Yeah, just a couple of days of recording vocal tracks. And
I've been singing for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, man, I tell you what, brother, you got it going on there, and the words carry such a powerful meaning that I think most folks out there off of at least one of these songs off of this new Archer EP are going to personally relate to it. That's what's so...
Yeah, I hope so, man. I hope so.
I do believe
that's what it's all about.
Yeah,
man.
You're going to touch some souls out there with this new CD, Todd. And,
great.
Congratulations, man. You guys. You've done a great bang-up job on that, and I think it might go somewhere.
Man, I hope so.
Well, brother, I'm going to want an autographed copy of that CD
when
you get a chance.
Oh, absolutely.
Share it with our KKRN audiences in the future here. If you are one of the listeners out there that are enjoying this as much as I am, I want you to get a hold of John and Todd and encourage them, let them know how you feel about this new CD. And if you'd like me to pass on your feelings to him, you get a hold of me at shane@kkrn.org, John Kirk on Facebook.
Yep, Todd Archer on Facebook, and also archer.love will be up and running soon, and all the multimedia, everything on multimedia will be up and running April 4th.
That's just 2 short weeks from now?
Yeah, and that's Archer featuring John Kirk on guitars.
All right, yeah.
Well, on the next song, I just wanted to, bring to your attention to the fact that we had Pee Wee, the Bulldog, do the opening tracks. It took Pee Wee a couple times to get his vocal cords, cleaned up real well to get that opening track. It took a few takes, he nailed it. A
couple biscuits.
he did real, real good on the track, and we just wanted to give a shout out to Pee Wee the Bulldog on the song Bulldog.
I just love it. You give credit to everybody, John, man. You're a very good.
We like to give props to Pee Wee, man.
Very gracious,
that's my dog.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to KKRN Locomotion with Shane, community radio station. We're here because of you. I want to thank you for keeping on. You know what? We've been on the air for almost 8 years, and it's because we're able to bring local musicians like John and Todd up to the studio. And, if you listen to this program for any length of time, some of the many musicians that we brought up here, it's always been an honor to have them. And I want to thank you for doing that. Go to kkrn.org and click on that donate tab. Or you can send a check to KKRN, P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. Or... that's one of the ways you can get a hold of us. Go to kkrn.org, look at our program schedule. You'll see musical programs, alternative programs, and thanks for being here for us. Why don't you keep us on the air, and I appreciate you being here for us. John, you've done a lot of projects there from your home, and this being one of your later, newest ones. And Todd, this is your first CD, isn't it?
Yes. This is my first CD, on my own. And like I said, thank God for John's help, man. He's been a true blessing.
So what happens when you?
It's good to see things
when you start
come into
with
fruition.
Start at the top of line on your first CD. where do you go from here? You know, it's
like, yeah, yeah, on to the next one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh,
we've only just begun.
I got a pile of songs, John. We've got a lot of good ideas going on.
Well, yeah. That's awesome. You know, we won't put the pressure on you yet too much. We'll let this one float out there for a while.
I'm
really looking forward to having that and being able to play your music on future shows.
Man, thanks so much, Shane. Yeah. You're awesome, man.
Yeah, it's a great platform that you have here for local talent.
Well, you know, that's part of the community radio is that we are a community and we support our local musicians, our school. Fostering positive changes in our community. And it's folks like you that make it possible. And so, you know, thanks for doing what you do, sharing your talents and with our community. It's very cool. Mm-hmm. And John and I, we went to the same high school there in Red Bluff. And so we have that little bit of connection. And it's funny how the music.
You were always picking on me, too.
No. That was my brother.
Was he?
No. You're mistaking me for my brother.
That's cool. So you guys went to high school together,
right? He's older than me. Well, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
It's okay. I'm proud to make it to this point, you know.
That's good, man.
Yeah. Well, we got 20 minutes left here, guys, and... gosh, we got one song left on the CP, so we're going to have to yak it up.
Two more?
Two more.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I see five up there. I'm on track four now.
Oh, yeah, that's four.
We're going to play that. Yeah, okay.
That was the one with featuring Pee-wee.
Yeah.
Okay, the Bulldog song, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, well, that was such a great intro. I don't know why I talk so much. We should just jump right into it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Pee-wee is a four-legged... participant of this project.
Yeah.
And let's just see how
a flea bitten junkyard dog.
Hey, that's the kind we like around here. Yeah. Okay, let's get to Bulldog off of Todd Archer's new CD, Archer. And here we go.
Your loving so sweet. I never trip cause I know you come home. My ears caressed by your every moan. I tell myself that I'm not in love. Give you a push when you need a shove. The kind of loving drives a man insane. You make a bulldog break his chain. You've been haunting. I wanna kiss those fat titties you're flaunting. I'm not obsessed, but you're on my mind. How could I ever leave that behind? Tell myself that I'm not in love. Give you a push when you need a shove. The kind of loving drives a man insane. You make a bulldog break his chain. The devil laughs behind your smile. If you would nail change, you'll take a mile. The kind of loving drives a man insane. You make a bulldog break his chain.
sitting here listening to this music here with our KKRN listeners. I think you're, we have a projected listening audience of 128,000, I believe.
And whoa.
I know
I hope all your ears are on.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I know not everybody can tune in at this time, but I wanted to let our listeners know that I will be archiving this program. It'll be put up on the KKRN.org webpage. You find the Locomotion page. You scroll down the webpage to the program schedule and click on Locomotion. It'll take you to this program and other programs that have been done. And I'm also going to share it on my Facebook page. And I'll shoot it over to Johnny Kirk's page and Todd Archer's page. My Facebook page is Shane Houchins. That's H-O-U-Chins. Shane Houchins. and Johnny's name, that's a little easier. That's K-I-R-K, John Kirk.
Yep, and I'm A-R-C-H-E-R.
Which Archer. Also is the Archer. Name of this new, soon-to-be-released CD. And Todd and John up here in the KKRN Round Mountain studio giving our listeners a sneak preview. And, gosh, I feel honored to be part of this, able to get Todd's music out there. And Todd, I think, like I say, not everybody can tune in at this time, but if we're only listening, or only 1% of the population of our projected listeners out there, you just made 1,286 people jazz, man.
That is badass.
That was a dynamite song.
That's a small party, for sure.
That is, yeah.
And I'd also like to give some special thanks, man, out to my friend JR, man. He's really been working his butt off, man, getting the cover ready. And he's a kick-ass guitarist also. And then I'd also like to give shouts out to my wife, of course. You know, she's the spine.
And then what's the guy's name who actually did the Archer logo?
Yeah, that's my friend Joseph Love.
Yeah, Joseph Love. Yeah. Joe Love.
Joe Love, man. He's a great tattoo guy, man. In fact, when I first came to California, I stayed at his place for a while, man. He lives in Ukiah. He owns a tattoo shop out there.
Yeah, go see him. He's really good.
Oh, yeah, he's a great tattoo artist.
And JR did a great job in putting together the album cover, the artwork, and it's really come together real nicely.
Oh, yeah, it looks way cool. I can't wait for you guys to see it, man, on the website.
Well, they can see it there on, I just noticed on John's, been sharing it on Facebook there, the cover. Mm-hmm.
It's got a witch hand holding an apple, you know, for kind of going along the candy apple theme.
Yeah, I like that one. That candy apple song too, yeah. That was the first one that gave me the goosebumps.
Oh yeah, I love that one, man.
That's a great tune. I think that's one of the gems on the CD. I like everything, but that one really, that's a rocking song, you know.
Well, and, John, you've been playing that guitar for many years now. Gosh, a couple decades. Huh?
I was born with a guitar in my hand.
Well, man, I'm telling you what, you ain't slowed down a bit on that thing, man. You're still walking.
Oh, he's shredding the board, man. I thought it was going to light on fire.
It's highly impressive. It's fun to watch John play too. Yeah, that's awesome.
Is. Like you said, Shane, he makes it look so easy, man. I'm like, what in the world, man?
Yeah, I see our phones have been ringing here, and I want to apologize to anybody that's been calling in. I'd pick up the phone, but it's making screechy, scratchy noises, and I can't understand anything. So if you would like to pass on some compliments, and you can do so by getting a hold of John or Todd on their Facebook pages. And what was that? Archer.
Love. Yep.
Archer. Love. You know, that's the first.
Yeah, that's the first. You know, we were looking for a web domain, and you know, all the .coms, of course, have gone. And then I saw Archer.love. I was like, man, that's badass.
That's pretty good. Cool. That's the first one I've heard. And that's an easy one to remember.
Yeah, it's real easy to remember, you know.
And that's not, that Archer.love's not up and running yet, but they're working on it. So keep checking in on that. And,
It will be very soon. I'm on the job.
So anyway, I just wanted to talk about the next tune, which is a reprise of the first song, but we stripped it down. It's Home Naked, and this one really, really features Frank Micucci, who arranged all the strings, and and plays organ on it, and it also has Cleveland Bonet, who played some beautiful piano on it for us. And those guys really, really brought the mustard.
They did, man. They did. Yeah, they showed up to the picnic in full force.
Now, is Frank a local guy here?
He's in Italy, man.
He's from Italy. That's from Italy. So, but he goes back and forth. Yeah. So
we nicknamed him Franco American.
Yeah. While he's here, he's a.
Yeah. Well, I know Cleveland Bonet is one of our local. Talented and
he's really great. He just came in and knocked it out. You know,
he knocked it out of the park, man. It took him like two takes.
How long have you guys been from start to buying the pressing of the CDs? How long it's
a couple days.
We weren't really fast, man.
No more camping out in the studio for 3 weeks kind of thing.
You know, we've been working on it for a few months, and you know, it's not like we work day in, day out, you know, a day or two here and there through the week. And
yeah, sometimes it's hard to schedule everybody, you know. Everybody's
true, yeah.
You know, you always got to, the stars got to align, you know.
Yeah.
People got to go out there and make money while they're,
yeah,
while they're doing their projects.
Everybody's got to eat.
Yeah.
Food is a good thing.
So. No, being a starving artist is tough, but a lot of good songs come from that.
Oh yeah. Songs always come from your experiences, man.
and that's what your songs all seem to have, that personal experience.
Oh yeah, like I said, I've been pulled through the ringer a few times, man.
And you've come out stronger for it. And gosh, I really think this this EP CD is going to take off, man. I'm really looking to see my
fingers crossed, man.
Yeah. Okay, well, hey, if you just tuned in, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you didn't tune in sooner, because this has been a great hour of some good music. We've got one more song lined up, and but I wanted to thank these young men. Well, they're not young.
No, we'll go with that.
Well, okay. Young at heart.
Seeing that I'm only 23.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, just I'm a little weathered.
Well, then, I'm really feeling old now. Well, if that's the truth, if that's your age, man, you've really got a powerful voice for such a young person.
It's all mindset, man.
Yeah. I still feel pretty young, too, until I get out of bed in the morning. So you are listening to KKRA Community Radio. I want to thank you once again for tuning in and sharing your time and your hour with us. It's been pretty fun, and we're definitely going to have Todd back into the studio. And, of course, we're going to be playing his music in future Locomotion shows, and we'll make his CD available for the rest of the broadcasters here if they want to play your songs, and I'll encourage them to do so. And thanks again, Todd, for braving the 299 corridor and coming all the way up here to Round Mountain. We could have done this in the Reading studio, but we wanted to do a live program. It's just
it's funner.
It's funner, man. And you get to really you get the feeling for the person and their persona. And so I was glad to have Todd and Mr. John Kirk back up here once again. And
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Shane. This has really been a blast, man.
Okay, well, gosh, we got enough time here for this last song. Why don't you let us know a little bit about it?
Well, this is the last song's just like the first song.
That's right, John told us it's a stripped down version.
It's just a stripped down version. You know, we got into the mixing studio and, oh, there goes my phone going off. That's crazy.
I thought it was time for tea.
Hey, man, it's time to eat. That's the dinner bell. But anyway, we decided to strip it down, man, because it sounded so cool like that, man. And, you know, I really dig it, so I hope everyone out there digs it also.
Okay, well, let's listen to the stripped down version. And, once again, is it called?
It's called I've Got a Home.
Naked. But this, the naked, I've got a home
naked. I've got
naked.
A home naked, you know, okay. Naked. Yeah. You know, that's right. Like when you run around in your home naked.
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 I don't do that. People point and laugh anymore when I do that. So here we go. Here's Archer's.
Never got a home. And I got a home beneath the redwood trees. I got a home. And I got a home.
There it is, Eric.
Yeah.
Guys, we're out of time. I want to thank you once again for coming up. Todd Archer. Archer is the name of the newest release CD. Going to be out on the hard disk in 2 weeks. Get it at the, you can get it now on the major media outlets and Facebook. You can learn about Todd Archer, John Kirk.
Yeah.
Guys, say goodbye to your loved ones.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Love you all.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey, I love you all.
Okay. Thanks guys.
For listening, man.
Thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome, and KKRN thanks you, and I want to remind our listeners, go to kkrn.org, click on that Donate tab, help me keep bringing you some local music and
donate.
Some of the... Yeah, thanks, John.
Donate yeah. Now. You will now donate.
No amount too small or large. Thanks for tuning in. We got Geezer Rock coming up next, followed by Juke in the Back and the Grateful Dead Hour. Y'all have a safe weekend. I'll be back next week bringing you some more of your local music on KKRN Community Radio, Locomotion with Shane. We're out of here. Bye, guys. Thanks again.
Yeah,
bye.
Thanks, everybody.
Yep.